Now look at the next statement. Look at the next part, that we should be set apart for him. That mean he owns me. I'm his, 100%, totally. There's no between. There's no halfway. I'm his. He created me. He purchased me. He bought you. He bought me. So my thing is, I got to learn how, because we said what the scripture said, we're growing in grace. Other words, we're growing in what he have done. He said, but grow in the grace, didn't he? All right, are y'all following me? All right, once I understand that I'm consecrated, set apart for him, I don't have a time out to cuss my wife out. I don't have time in my life to doubt what he says. If he said it, that's what it is. So I can't take no time out. Well, I got to take a little time out so I can doubt and do what I want to do and spout and crowd and whatever else we do. Nope. No. He set me apart for him. Can we go on? Not only that I'm set apart for him, but I'm purpose-driven. I'm purpose-driven. I know his purpose, and I'm driven by his purpose. Nothing else distracts me. I'm purpose-driven. Purpose-driven. A lot of stuff will come trying to pull you here, and this is why these seats are empty, because we have people who are not purpose-driven. They got other things they think that's more important, and that's what we're doing, and is to get people to find out God already have arranged your life, and if you try to do it, you're going to mess it up. There's some people, I've done it through the years. I took a risk and I helped them. And they proved out many times I shouldn't have took the risk. I did. They came to me, I say in good faith, evidently it wasn't. But I took a risk. It's okay, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna do this. I'll do it. Yes, if you do. And some of them, they act like I never did it for them. But we want God to show up the moment trouble hit my life. God, you would want him to show up and fix it just like that. But all the rest of the time, I want to do what I want to do. And then I expect God to, right there. But God created us to be on carrying out his purpose for our lives on this earth. And sin is not in the equation. Sin is nowhere in there. Matter of fact, that's why Jesus came, so he could eliminate it, get rid of it, so it wouldn't be an issue in your life for you doing what he creates you to do. Purpose-driven, blameless. How can a person be blameless? Because they're doing exactly what God told them to do. Blameless in his sight. Ha, ha, ha. In love. Ooh, we got to move. Blameless in his sight. He did what? He predestined. And lovelily what? Plan for us to be what? This were prearranged. This were prearranged before you got here. He had already predestined it, you to be adopted, brought back, brought back into the fold or become one with him again. He did it before the foundation of the world. Jesus, this lamb, was planned before man ever sinned. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Adopt us to be adopted to himself as what? His own children. How? Through Jesus Christ. In according with what? His kind intention and good what?
Pleasure
of his. You notice it says according to the good pleasure of his will. This covers a lot of things if you listen to the scripture, listen to the Spirit of God, and listen to the Word of God. You never have to beg God to do anything. It's his good pleasure. If he did it ahead of time, what the Romans says, Romans 5, let me turn there. Yeah, Romans 5, I think it's Romans 5, 8 says, it says God commended his love towards us. Is that right? And while that we were yet who? Sinners, Christ did what? Died for us. Can you imagine somebody dying for you and you are an enemy to him? Sinner is a person that's separated from God. And Christ died for you. He commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died. Why did he die? To take our place. Thank you, Lord. And so he prearranged this. He predestined us and lovingly planned it for us to be adopted to himself as his own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with his kind intentions and good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace and favor. To the praise of his what? Glorious grace and favor. Which he so freely bestowed on us in the beloved. Grace is God's what? Unmerited favor. What you mean? God did everything it took to get you back, to put you in right standing with himself. He removed every sin. He whipped every devil. He stopped every work of evil. He set you free. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Say it again.
Free.
How do you know you're free? I know because I know the truth. Say this. I'm free. And I'm not guilty of anything. He did it. I received it. And I'm going to keep it. What the blood removed, sin can't put it back. Nor can demon or the devil. This blood will last throughout eternity. I'll never be what I used to be, but I am who he says I am. in Christ. That's a new creature. That's who I am. That's me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am who God says I am. And anybody else try to tell me different? I was going, na 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 na. Hallelujah. Y'all ready for this? Getting close, Jordan, getting close. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.